just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting to party. And you gotta tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I can say them so freely.
Can I know? You can hear it. Get your note.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. People's wives and stuff, I don't even look at them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to look at nothing I don't want to have. Because I know how blessed I am. If I look at it, I got it.
Yeah.
That's how Diddy be feeling.
Now, come on, man.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so let me tell you about this.
Uh-oh.
So, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb too early. I'm sitting here like, why Skylar Rae sent the link? I'm thinking that you probably didn't set up because you wasn't sure I was going to be ready. And then I'm like, why he ain't say nothing? Then I check my phone. I was like, maybe I put it on Do Not Disturb too soon.
I see you put it on Do Not Disturb, and I'm sitting here like, I don't think she knows that she put it on a little early.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until I'm sitting here waiting for you to send me the link and it never came. And then I'm like, yeah, I probably put it on too soon.
Oh, well, we're here now. Oh, everything good.
Yeah, other than the fact that I had to buy a damn TV for no reason today, and I'm a little upset about it, but whatever, it is what it is.
Oh, boy. Well, that's why I don't buy Samsung products at all.
I'm so pissed.
I bet. What brand did you end up getting?
I got another Samsung, but I bought a warranty this time.
Oh, yeah, always buy a warranty.
Well, I know that now.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. I had a refrigerator, a stove and a dryer all go out within the 3-month span.
Oh,
gosh. So I know that feeling. And the refrigerator we bought, we only had for 2 months. And it was a Whirlpool. I said, oh, Whirlpool got the nerve to be acting up? I bet. But we had a warranty on it because the guy even told us when he came to try to fix on it the first time, he was like, bro, always get a warranty. Don't trust nothing. Mm-hmm. You get warranties on everything. He was like, I don't care if it's a fan. You get a warranty on it. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I know that for any time now. So
yeah,
that
my lesson this time.
Yeah. Always have a warranty. But we're here now. We are going to do this in parts.
Oh, God.
We are going to do this in parts. I, unfortunately, my wife is out. She's out having some drinks with some friends of hers. And so, unfortunately, I have to leave a little early today, but...
You're the DD.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're going to knock some stuff out of the way because we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, I just looked. I was like, it's been since like December.
It's been a long time. episode to be determined on the Y'all Have No Idea podcast. we'll figure it out. But yeah, welcome to the Y'all Have No Idea podcast, y'all. Biz Sky is here.
And I am Sean.
All right, so we are going to float because it has been so much stuff that has happened since we last pod that I don't even know where to... I know where to start, where I'm starting, but if you know what I mean, I really don't know where to start, but I do, because this guy is in the news again, and I'm just like, I thought we were done with this dude. We're not done with him yet, but lo and behold, Sean Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Brother Love. Does he have, and does he have any other aliases at this point?
Puffy. Did you say Puffy?
Puffy. Puffy. He about to be going to jail the way it's looking. Holy bejesus. So, if y'all have been living under a rock, y'all know that Cassie came out right before 2023, the craziness of 2023 ended.
And carried into this year.
Let me tell y'all something. We are in, today is March 1st.
Yeah. Okay?
Today is March 1st. I feel like it is August 15th.
With man, all it's this been news. A rough 2 months.
Oh my God. That is why where do we start is where I was, you know, going with. But anyway, so we know what happened. Cassie came out. She filed a claim against Sean P. Diddy Combs. We still don't know what the actual amount is. I don't know if they ever even really announced it. They announced 30 million, but we don't know exactly how much she got back. Let's just say Diddy settled quicker than I can put on my socks. He settled mm-hmm. very fast, okay? And at that moment, his career was over.
Yeah.
At that moment, I said, he's done. It is a wrap. Certainly, this can't get worse than what Cassie actually put out there. But, oh, Diddy said, hold my Ciroc. Mm-hmm. A producer by the name of Rodney Jones just came out. Little Rod is what his producer name, I think it's Little Rod Made It, is his producer name. He actually came out, and he also filed a claim against Sean P. Diddy Combs. Same amount, $30 million. And there, I did not read the documents yet. I can't go through what I went through reading Cassie's documents. I couldn't do it. So I do have it saved on my bookmarks from Twitter X. I have refused to read it. I just read like a few, listened to a few podcasts about it, listened to a couple of transcripts. And I know usually I don't do that. Usually when I get information like that, I like to read it. Mm-hmm. So I'll actually have the information in front of me so there'll be no discrepancies. If I say something that's true or untrue or alleged or whatever, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it this time. I said, no, I'm not gonna put myself through that again. However, I do know some of the stuff that was alleged. And I just want to go through a few footnotes of what was alleged. So, if you don't know who this man is, Rodney Jones, Little Rod, I'll just call him Little Rod, was one of the producers that helped co-produce Puff's latest LP, Off the Grid, the Love album. And he produced several songs. I actually looked at the track list today, and you know how you look at the album notes? Mm-hmm. He produced a lot of, I think he produced like 6 or 7 songs that he co-produced with other producers for this album. Some of the songs which I actually like. I'm not gonna go through the songs, but the songs he did produce I actually liked. And I said this before: this Puff album was actually a really good R&B album. Damn, what we're here to talk about. So some of the stuff that was alleged was that Little Rod said is that Puff came on to him multiple times, that he made him watch videos of other sexual acts going on. There was alleged underage girls in the studio at the time of them recording and other times when they weren't recording. He alleged that certain artists, and this is the part that everybody talked about, were also a part of this culture of sexual abuse or interactions with underage girls, including, now he didn't name the artist, but it don't take but 2 seconds to figure out who this man was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
One of which just performed at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
One was just in the news for not being able to perform at All-Star Weekend. And another one is a rapper from Philadelphia who used to date a high-profile rapper himself. There's other allegations with his children, Justin and Christian, that were a part of this, again, culture of having underage girls and grape culture that was around Rodney that he described. It was another incident which he said that a gun got drawn on someone, and Puff allegedly admitted or confessed to him being part of that 1999 shooting with Shine in the club. Oh, we remember that incident, don't we, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a time. What a time. And he admitted to that.
And that's when J-Lo decided she didn't want to mess with niggas no more.
Oh, yeah. She went full pop. Okay. She went full pop. She said, listen, I'm from the Bronx, but this nigga tree is not for me. Okay.
Yeah, nah.
I am out of here. Okay. Now, Puff has been he was very quiet for the Cassie thing. Not so quiet this time. His attorneys came out and unequivocally denied all allegations and said they will fight tooth and nail to provide innocence on Mr. Combs' behalf. I don't believe none of that. I believe Puff did all of that. But Sean, your thoughts on Mr. Combs again being in the news?
I think that nigga gonna have to spend all the money he got to stay out of jail.
Think he
and
might
they
go to
still
jail?
Might not be enough.
You think he might go to jail this time?
Maybe not necessarily for this lawsuit, but I believe that it's something coming that it's a great possibility. It ain't over. This is the beginning. Well, Cassie was the beginning. It's just a matter of time before somebody feel brave enough to, like, for real, go on, just lay it plain.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, this is sad, okay, on all fronts. And I'm gonna emphasize that, you know, we don't condone none of the stuff that's being alleged, obviously. What's sad for me is that it has been so many people in the industry that has been around Puff. You know, he is probably the most recognizable face in music in our culture outside of maybe Snoop, Jay-Z, yeah, and Beyonce, honestly. I mean, you can't name a bigger star or a bigger presence in our culture than Puff. And now it's making me question everything with this dude. And I hate to be like that. Do you know how
I don't think it's gonna be just him though. I feel like it's going to be a lot of people that's attached to this that's going to end up in trouble too.
Yes, because this is the rabbit hole that you go down when you are around individuals or you have done a lot of these things and no one or nothing has been accounted for because people just turn a blind eye to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, Usher, right? Who was one of the names that was in this.
Usher probably need his own surviving P. Diddy. He was way too young to be with them niggas in the 90s.
I agree. And he's even said certain things.
Yeah, and that's why his mama went and picked him up because she knew her baby didn't have no business being around them. And I believe that that's why he got this affinity for older women.
That's true. Because if you look at Usher's track record with his dating history, he's never dated really someone.
Nope.
You know. Yeah, so I can see that. I can definitely see that. So it's unfortunate. And whatever happened to him, to Cassie, I don't know if you see this other young woman that's came out, Tiffany Redd. She came out and spoke about Bad Boy. She also spoke about Beyonce, but I'll get to that later. But she talked about the things that she witnessed that happened to Cassie. and him pretty much putting the kibosh on her career, because she was writing with Cassie and writing for Cassie and making music with her, and then he like pretty much got her ostracized and to the point where she just said, I don't even want anything to do with this industry anymore. And I just watched the video on that today, which was very unfortunate. But yeah. Yeah, this is really bad. And he's done. I mean, we said he's done before. But I mean, there's no coming back from this. I know, Sean, on the last pod, you said, you know, people will try to find a way to get him back. No, they won't. No, they won't.
Oh, no, not now. He toxic now.
Nah, it's over. You can forget it. Oh, I forgot to mention Young Miami was a part of that. So I had
Her cousin.
Yeah.
She made it be a little obvious with like her old tweets when she was going back and forth with that Gina lady, like some of the stuff she was saying.
Yes. Yeah, it's a really big rabbit hole that is being put out there. And again, I don't feel sorry for this man at all. Mm-mm. I refuse. And I know some people may, you know, it's still on the, you know, they're trying to tell the black man down train. Y'all niggas need to get a life.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather.
Mr. I'm not gonna see the bad in him.
Oh, and if okay. It was my daughter, that's a position she put herself in. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's also the quote unquote father in law, the NBA young boy. I'll let y'all have that one. Now, in the seriousness of all of this Puff stuff that came out, it was one person in particular who got talked about and got dragged really, really, really bad.
Ooh-wee. Freak Meals trending. Had me cackling. Okay, I was like, "What happened?" And when I seen what it was about, I said, "Oh, the internet is so funny. It's toxic, but it's hilarious at the same time."
Picture waking up in the morning, and you know, I have a routine in the morning. I get up at 5:30 in the morning every morning to work now, because you know what I do now. I usually read my scriptures, and then I go to the news, and then I go to the one place I know I should be going at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, Twitter X. Imagine barely having the sleep out of your eye, and the first thing you see trending is Freak Meal, and you're sitting here like, what the hell is a Freak Meal?
Exactly.
Now, I thought it was like an event. I didn't know it was actually Meek Mill until I clicked on it and I said, what in the entire hell is going on? So I clicked on it. Then I see Meek Mill's name. I said, no. Yes. Y'all gonna internet this early? Y'all really gonna internet this early? So I laughed so hard all morning because it was relentless. Every single meme I saw was funny.
And he don't make it no better. He make it easy for him to be ridiculed.
Exactly. Which brings me to this next point. Now, I have said on this here podcast that I hate DJ Academics.
I can't wait till somebody catch him in the street, and it's gonna happen.
I can't either. But you know what? If I'm DJ Academics, I can't lie. I'm enjoying all of this. Late last year, it was Spready Gibbs. This year, it's Meek Mill. Or Freak Mill. Sorry, y'all. Freak Mill. Two niggas that he didn't have beef with for several years now. There is no way that y'all should be letting Ack do y'all like this. Now, I read all of Ack's tweets. I don't follow Ack. But unfortunately, because Freak Mill was trending, I had to see all of his tweets. You know, I don't hate him that much where I muted his words. Like, because I don't follow him, so I don't really see his tweets like that. Mm-hmm. But when I start reading Academics' tweets, I hate it. And Sean, do you know how much it pains me? It pains me to my core that I have to agree with this nigga. I just want to run like into a wall or just hit my head on the wall because I have to agree with this nigga. Meek Mill, sir, all you had to do was just come out and say, I ain't got nothing to do with this. That's all you had to say. Instead, you attack Ack as if Ack was the one that put the rumor out there. Mm-hmm. And you never defended yourself, not even once. You look like a complete idiot.
Wouldn't be the first time.
You let Ack beat you? Mm-hmm. And not only, y'all was gonna say, he didn't just beat you, he knocked you out. Mm-hmm. Like you, I don't know if you remember Bernard Hopkins' last fight. Mm-hmm. And Bernard Hopkins got hit so hard, I'm gonna send it to you. Bernard Hopkins got hit so hard that he actually got knocked out of the ring. That's how bad it was. I said, Meek, just put the phone down.
Yeah.
Put the phone down, Meek. And he wouldn't stop. He kept going. And he kept digging himself up. He couldn't accept defeat. He couldn't accept defeat. Ack beat you, Meek. This is worse than Drake to me. But way worse. Because of what you're attached to. See, when him and Drake was battling, it was all rap. It was all hip-hop. The sport, the fun of the sport, and he lost because his response was trash. So the fact that they was able to come together years later and do that record together, it kind of wiped all of that clean. This one, not getting wiped clean, because you're always gonna be attached not only to Rodney Jones's documentation that's put out there, but Sean, it's the video of Meek Mill in the swimming pool and Puff repeatedly calling that man daddy. And Meek just sat there with his shirt off in the pool.
I didn't even see this video.
Skinning and grinning. And that video will always be out there. So no matter what Meek says against Ack, and Ack has his own issues that I'm not going to get into because we'll be all day. But Meek, you made yourself look bad, homie. And you supposed to be the street nigga from Philly and, you know, I got all the street cred and blah, 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 blah. You look like a goof. And now your career is going to be in jeopardy. Now that makes me go back to what Nicki Minaj said on Queen Radio about how with some people in the industry that you think is hard and they not. And I hate to have to agree with that woman, which we'll get into in just a little bit.
God, she is on drugs and not the good kind.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to her in a minute. But this is bad. This is bad. This is bad on all fronts. I'm not going to address Usher because he was just named. But Usher has his, you know, situation. Chris, I'm not gonna get into yet, but this is, again, the Puff is out of here. He's done. You can forget about it. It's a wrap. It's over. That's all I got to say about that. This has been the year of Shannon Sharp, hasn't it?
Club Shay Shay.
Oh, Club Shay Shay.
It seemed like he's been stirring up all kind of shit left and right.
I don't blame him, though. I don't blame him. Even though you do control what guests do come on your show, but whatever. Club Shay Shay started off with a bang this past January with the interview that let me go see how many views
my Virgo brethren.
This doggone Cat Williams interview got. Cat Williams went on Club Shay Shay and pretty much set the whole entire world on fire.
Because P. Diddy be wanting to party. And you gotta tell him no. You got to tell him no.
This man, right now, that interview on Club Shay Shay, as of right now, 60 million views.
That's some good YouTube money.
Good God almighty. That part right there. 60 million views. A lot of things were talked about in that interview, his upbringing and his homelessness and his coming up in the comedy game and him being the richest man in the world, which is Cap, but whatever. I love Cat Williams, but I mean, that man does know how to bend the truth now, doesn't he? But that ain't what everybody talked about. Nobody, let's be honest, nobody cared about his upbringing. I hate to say that, but let's be real, nobody cared. You know what they did care about? The name drops. And oh, it was a lot of them. TJ Entertainer caught a bullet. Ricky Smiley caught a bullet. Michael Blackston caught a bullet. Faison Love caught a bullet.
Listen here, you a fat Faison lie? Forever. Forever in my repertoire, okay? Forever.
Bars. Okay? Forever. Stolen.
Yes.
Copyrighted, plagiarized, whatever you want to describe. Fat Faison Live is a classic.
Forever.
Okay? Classic. Okay. Earthquake caught a bullet. A lot of people caught Tiffany Haddish caught a bullet. A lot of people caught bullets that day. It seemed like it was eons ago that this Cat Williams interview happened. Sean, when you first, did you watch the whole thing?
Not straight, but I think I've seen it in parts.
Okay. Same here. I watched the first 2 hours of it. It's 2 hours and 46 minutes. I watched 2 hours of it. He didn't waste no time within the first 5 minutes. Because that Ricky Smiley bullet came real fast and real swift. And then others caught a bullet too. I forgot about Luda. Get to him too. Again, it set the world on fire. And every single person that he named had a response. Ricky Smiley, I knew he was going to respond. He went on the radio. And I honestly think it was just miscommunication on their end. Because Ricky, when he was on Club Shay Shay, I think it got misconstrued where Cat thought that he said he was offered the Money Mike role when Ricky just said that he actually went out for the role. And then everything got changed. They said Money Mike was a different character. And then when Cat came, they actually changed the entire character when he came along. I think it was just miscommunication on that end. I hope that gets resolved. Ricky wasn't even mad. He was just like, yo, it was miscommunication. Faison Love, who, by all accounts to me, is the worst comedian not named Corey Holcomb.
And he a hater like Ari Spears.
Yeah, we'll get to Corey Holcomb in a minute. he caught a bullet because him and Cat Williams have been beefing for years. And Cat finally said something about him. Good, because I can't stand Faison Love anyway, so... That just made me laugh. In fact, Faison Love will forever live in infamy. Earthquake caught a bullet because Cat Williams said he can't read. Says the Entertainer caught a bullet.
But stealing jokes.
Stealing jokes. And then the internet.
Word for word, bar for bar, he was stealing them people jokes.
And then they had the receipts.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to Designing Women. The television show?
Because who the hell? I mean, I watched it, but like...
Yeah.
Nobody seen that.
Cedric Entertainer is one of my favorite all-time comedians. And even I was just like, sad.
And all he had was, you can't attribute somebody's whole career to a couple jokes. Like, nigga, no.
Steve Harvey caught a bullet because like everybody else in the world has said, he was a hate. He was hating on Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
And Steve Harvey is, you know, still bitter about that little Steve Harvey versus Cat Williams shindig that they had down in the D. So he caught a bullet. Ludacris caught a bullet because apparently him having his wife looks like everybody else, which I completely disagree with. Ludacris white bad. I don't know what Cat Williams
is talking
about. Yeah,
I think she's beautiful. And plus, and I love her accent.
Absolutely. And Cat Williams, you dated Hazel Lee, my boy.
You got to take the nose job.
Exactly. I'm sorry, my G. You got to take the L on that.
Like, was wifing her. They was together for a nice little minute.
Yeah, they do. Were they engaged?
I don't know, but I know they was together for a nice little minute.
Yeah. You got to take the L on that, Cat. Ludacris responded with bars.
Which is kind of weird.
It was weird, but here's what I don't like. And this is what I wanted to address with the Cat Williams thing. Now, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Cat Williams is one of my favorite comedians. I love Cat Williams. I'm pissed I didn't get a chance to see him because he came twice this year, and I was mad that I haven't. Like, matter of fact, he'll be here on Saturday. He added a second show. He's usually here every year, but he added a second show in Charlotte. I was pissed that I couldn't go. I will say when people see that something is very popular, and someone responds, they'll act like the person that responds shouldn't be responding. Or they'll say stuff like when Ludacris rapped. Then you have people saying, okay, Ludacris trash, why, and Ludacris is washed. What we not gonna do on Beyonce's airwaves is lie. As if Ludacris wasn't that dude when he was active in rapping. We're not gonna do that. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna lie. Okay, ask T.I. about Ludacris. Okay, ask the Field Mob niggas about Ludacris. Okay, let's not do that. Let's not lie. A lot of people caught clips. A lot of people got mad. A lot of people responded. A lot of people was mad that they weren't mentioned in the interview, i.e. Mike Epps, which led to Shannon Sharp and Mike Epps having a little fallout for a minute. And Shannon Sharp said that, in so many words, don't play with me.
Which he basically told Mike Epps he'll whoop his ass. And yeah. Then Mike Epps, knowing that Shannon will whoop his ass, told him he'll shoot him.
Yeah. in very Mike Epps fashion, nonetheless. Yeah. Which also led to that man, Corey Holcomb. Now, I do not like Corey Holcomb. I have said this multiple times. I don't care for that man at all. Mm-hmm. I think he is a weirdo, and I think he is a hater. And I think that he is upset and mad that everybody else gets shine except for him. He is like dang near pushing 60, still putting out content like he's in his 30s. Like, nigga, settle down. And he tried to come out and call Shannon Sharp gay because of his stylist or whatever. As if, like, that's not a flex, dog. Like, have y'all seen Shannon Sharp? Shannon Sharp is not a small guy, by the way. And we'll talk about ex-football players, too, in a little bit. Or as much time as I have. But leave him alone before he finds you and put the beats on you. So, Cat Williams interview on Club Shay Shay, let's just say it was a hit. As well as this next one, for an entirely different reason. There was another guest on Club Shay Shay not too long after that that caught a lot of headlines by the name of Monique. Where do I start with this? Monique was on Club Shay Shay. She has 13 million views, by the way. Let's just say that interview wasn't nearly as well received as the Cat Williams one. And it was a lot of things that were said in that interview that got the people talking. She brought up the infamous Breakfast Club interview with Charlamagne and Envy when Yee was there, and when she G-checked Charlamagne for giving her donkey of the day. She talked about other actors and actresses. Of course, you know she brought up Oprah
and Tyler Perry. She didn't let that go. I'm so tired of hearing about that. Jesus Christ.
Yes, that was... Precious came out in 2009, Sean.
Oh my God, it's time.
15 years ago. I've never held on to a grudge that long.
And I'm a Virgo, and you know I can hold a grudge, okay?
Yeah, y'all are bad at it too. Y'all but are really, she really
need
bad.
To, I mean, I don't even care if you just, you can still hold on to it, but we tired of hearing about it.
Yes, agreed. Agreed, absolutely ridiculous. Now, the biggest news out of this Monique interview, she talked about some other things. She talked about a plethora of subjects. She talked about Taraji P. Henson and all of that. But the biggest thing that came out of this interview was her relationship with her son, her older son, Shalon. And this is where I want to talk about, and I think this is going to be like part one of the pod. But I want to talk about this at length. Now, I'm going to get a little personal with some things, and there's going to be some people that's going to listen to this podcast that might be mad at me. But I'm going to say some things that may be very unpopular, according to some people. Not in the sense that they think. Toxic parents. You know, I'm not a perfect parent. You know, as a parent, you always want to learn and take responsibility and accountability if you make mistakes toward your children. That is what grown-ups do. But that is what people in general should do. When she was in the Club Shay Shay interview, she talked about her relationship with her son. What bothers me about Monique is she has this manipulation tactic where she likes to soft talk and act as if she says certain buzzwords, which is society, period. Society loves buzzwords. Okay, that's the norm nowadays. It's buzzwords, narcissists, gaslighting. No, you just trash at life. Okay, not everybody's a narcissist. Not everybody's gaslighting you. No, you're just a bad human being. Okay. But she does this when she's describing certain things or when she's caught in the pickle. And she talked about not having the greatest relationship, right? Which spawns her son to respond on his TikTok. I think it was on his TikTok or maybe Instagram Live. I can't remember. Very eloquently talked about his relationship with his mother and how tumultuous it was. Which in turn, her husband decided that he wants to respond.
I'm tired of daddy.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
I'm so sick of him. That's her problem. That is her problem. She needs to get rid of that nigga because he been holding her back. And until she get rid of him, she going to be in the boat she in.
I agree. Sean, I'm going to ask you a question, and you do not have to even respond or even talk about it if you don't. But you have stepchildren, correct?
Yes.
I do not have stepchildren. I don't know nothing about that life. Praise the Lord. But for those who are stepmothers and fathers, where do you interject in that kind of situation or relationship?
I just play the support role. Like, I am not one to like overstep my bounds because as a mother, I don't want nobody, like my oldest two, their father is in a relationship. So I want her to mind her business in a respectful way. So when it comes to my bonus kids, I kind of try to do that. Like, they have a mom, so I don't try to be like their mom. Like, I just, you know, I'm here to help and they know that I love them, but I don't try to make myself be on that level. Like, I am just the support for my husband with them. Like, when they come over here, I don't treat them any different than my kids or anything like that. But like, like, say, okay, his youngest child is about to graduate from high school. So like, when his middle daughter graduated, like, I was there, but like, I just kind of stayed to the back. Like, I let him take his pictures with them. And like, I don't put myself in unless I'm asked to be in. Like, if they say, come on, Sean, come take the pictures, I'll do that. But I ain't trying to be all in the video, all in the way, because, you know, those are not my kids, and I want their mom to have her moment, because she pushed them out, and I will cut somebody if they try to interject on my children. So because of that, I just, I'm here for whatever they want me to be here for, and I don't try to get in the way, if that makes any sense.
Makes perfect sense to me. Again, I've never experienced that side of the coin on my end. I don't have stepchildren. I don't, you know, me and my wife have been together since forever. So he was like,
y'all's fine. But,
you're right. But and that's something I always did not want. I never wanted to be in that space. And, you know, my heart goes out to all of those, you know, blended families. That is a different type of lifestyle you have to live.
I find that it's probably easier, like in our situation when we got together, his oldest was 8, and then so it was 8, 6, and 3. So I've basically like been in their lives since they were little kids. So I figured that our dynamic is probably not like others where you get like older kids. I think it was easier for us to kind of blend because they were so small, and then I had kids. So like, the kids kind of grew up together. So like, they all see each other as siblings. So it's really more, it's not really blended in the sense of the true sense of the word, because we've all been together so long that it's just really just natural at this point.
Right. And that's awesome. I do want to shout Antoine out on the pod, because both of y'all, actually, because it takes a very strong-willed, patient person to accept both ends. You know, I got a chance to see that with my wife's family. My wife comes from a blended family. And she has, you know, a brother or sister from, you know, her dad's, you know, baby mom. They're both gone now. God rest their souls. So I got it. But they never interacted as steps. They always interacted as, that's my child. Like, if something happens to them, I'm going to be there for them as their child.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm also going to make sure that I maintain, you know, a strong relationship with that child, even though biologically that's not my child. When you marry someone, you take in everything. And I think a lot of people nowadays don't understand that aspect, but you can't be toxic in that situation.
No.
Which, what, that's what pissed me off with that man, Sydney.
When, first of all, she crazy as hell for letting him sit and talk about her kid like that, because no.
Absolutely not. And I don't care if you say that this young man has mental issues, that makes it even worse. Because your mentality, I understand, and this is what I want to say. I understand that, you know, people, you know, I know what the Bible says, you know, leave your man to, you know, whatever. To cling to your family. I get this. Y'all know what scripture I'm talking about. However, if you have a blended family, you have to have so much balance when you have a child over here, a child over here, and a husband, and then you got baby daddies, baby mamas, whatever. You have to have balance. You have to be able to juggle all of that. And you have to tell people, okay, I'm not going to let you attack my child. Under any circumstances, especially when Monique, and this is where I got to get at her, because she sat up there and she brought up D.L. Hughley's family. We talked about this before. She sat up there and brought up that man's past transgressions with his family and tried to make it and called him a coward because of what happened to D.L. and his daughter. Mm-hmm. Not realizing the fact that D.L. came out and said that they went to counseling and he took full responsibility for his response. That's what an honorable person does. But because you were pissed off about a freaking lineup at a comedy show, you brought that up. And then tried to mask it as, oh, well, and this is the one thing that I hate that people do nowadays. I don't care if it is in public. That does not mean you have the right to bring it up because it's public news. That does, look, if I do something in the public, right? Mm-hmm. And I handled it in private, that don't mean that you go to the public and bring it back up. That's none of your business. You stay out of that. I didn't ask you. I didn't send for you. Don't come for me. Mm-hmm. Which is why DL attacked her again. And he should have. Because why are you bringing me up again in this interview? Why?
Why is she bringing up a lot of them people in the interview? It's like, girl, all of this is old news.
And it's a lot of it is her fault. It's not like, listen, people seem to forget Monique before Precious. I remember. Monique was doing Fat Girls. Do you remember the movie Fat Girls?
Unfortunately.
She was doing that garbage. That's what she was doing. Okay? She was, you know, she was a big girl advocate. That's what she was. Was she not? Mm. So after Precious, you got the Oscar. You got all these accolades. People are really paying attention to you. And I don't want to hear about, oh, well, they asked me to do press for free.
Listen, I'm tired of hearing about that because that ain't the only job where you might have to make a sacrifice for the greater good of your career. Like, yes, they were asking you to do something for free, but you ain't the only nigga that has ever been asked to do something for free. And if you would have just did what they asked you to do, who knows where your career would be now? Sometimes you got to give a little to get a lot.
Thank you. Also, isn't that what interns do?
Yes.
So what the hell is the difference? And I want to hear, well, she was an established actress. Was she? Nigga, she did the Parkers and Fat Girls and hosted the BET Awards in 2005. Established where? She's an established comedian. Yes. But we not going to act like Monique was lighting the world on fire now, are we? Can we keep it a buck? What role did she have before Precious where you was like, Monique killed that? Name me one, please. You can't. That's the point. So they didn't look, you, like you said, you got to give a little to get, you know, to get a lot. And this just angered me as a parent. And then the damn show that she did.
Look here.
Oh my God.
I was like, Jesus, as a mother, how do you talk about your child in that way? And then in front of millions of people, and then it's on the internet. Like, how do you harm your child in that way as a mother?
Hey, podcast family, and anybody that's going to listen to this podcast, you know what I don't want to hear anymore from a comedian? It's just comedy.
No, that's harmful.
Thank you. I have two words for that. Fuck you. Okay? The nerve of Monique.
First of all, you got to be a trash mother for a stranger to think that it's okay to see you at the airport and say, fuck your child. Because who the fuck are you talking to and who are you talking about? Because you're not talking about my child.
Exactly. Old, young, whatever. You don't get to talk about my child.
No, because I don't talk about my kid that way.
Exactly. Monique, you did that at a set? At a set. When DL said you don't even tell jokes anymore, he wasn't lying, because did anybody find the humor in that? I sure the hell didn't. The nerve, man, as a parent and as someone who has dealt with toxicity in my own family, I don't appreciate that. And I know we are in a world where everybody is sensitive. Oh, it's not that serious. Oh, take it from someone that, and this is where I've dealt with some personal things in my own life with some of my family members who are not just toxic parents, but absentee parents on my own end that I've had to deal with my whole life. And in the spectrum of parenting, in the spectrum of being an adult figure for people, when you put something out there, and this is what I don't understand people. Once it's out there, it is out there. You can't hide shit anymore. Okay? Celebrities can barely take a piss nowadays without somebody having a camera phone down their neck. You are a public figure. Why don't celebrities understand this? Why? It is very simple. You can just shut the hell up. You can do that. And you can literally just, I don't know, put the phone down and go talk to your child. If your child is hurting and they're telling you, hey, mom, dad, whoever, I am hurting. I need you. You don't go pull up receipts from 3 years ago and say, see, I was there for them. Are you kidding me?
She was dead ass.
And that's the problem. That there lies the problem. Monique has been quiet ever since she pulled that stunt on stage. Because now that Club Shay Shay is hot, she decides, I want to go on tour with Cat Williams and get the little rub from that Club Shay Shay interview. Nobody coming to see you though, Otis. I'm not ever going. There is three people who I will never go see in concert or at a comedy show. Four, if you count Corey Holcomb. I've seen him once. I don't ever want to see that again. I don't ever want to see Anita Baker. I love her to death, but I would never go to Anita Baker show.
Oh no.
She's one of my all-time favorite singers. We'll never go see Anita Baker live. Never, never in life. I don't know if you heard about the horror stories at Anita Baker concerts.
No.
We'll talk later. I would never go to a Lauryn Hill show.
She might not show up.
I think the might not.
She definitely gonna be late, but she just might not even come.
Right. I'm never going to see Monique live, because you're not gonna get jokes. I done had a hard week. I done had, you know, I've been incredibly busy. I want to go to a comedy show and laugh. I don't want to come to a comedy show and hear you grieve and talk about your personal life ad nauseum. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you talk about Tyler Perry. I don't.
And Oprah. Oh my God. I don't even want to hear Tyler Perry or Oprah come out of her mouth again. Like, never, ever again. I'm over it.
Yes. I don't ever want to hear it again.
Never.
Because to me, I want to ask Monique a question. Even if Oprah and Tyler Perry apologize to you, what's next after that?
Nothing, because they never gonna work with you again, because you won't shut up and you still being disrespectful in the year of our Lord 2024 about some stuff that happened 15 years ago.
Yeah. Let it go. It's over.
Talking about you blackballed. Duh.
no shit. Water is wet.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, Monique, that's... I just... For the life of me, I just don't understand her. This last thing that we're going to leave with off of part one is I hate when people try to play in somebody's face and you simply just don't understand the severity of said getting played in the face and then the excuse when you get played in the face. If someone is campaigning and they say, hey, black people, you should relate to me because I'm being indicted. Shouldn't that be cause to pause to say that maybe Donald Trump thinks that we're all criminals?
Criminals, yeah. Yeah. I'm black. I ain't never been arrested. I ain't never been in a black cop car.
Never.
I ain't never been in trouble with the law in no kind of way, shape, form, or fashion.
The only thing I've ever been in trouble for was a speeding ticket. Which
I've gotten those.
Which as a law-abiding citizen, I paid my tickets. Okay?
Yeah.
That's about it for me. That's all you're getting out of me. I am a taxpaying citizen.
Yep.
I go to work every day.
Yeah.
I stay out of trouble.
Every day of my life.
I am not a street nigga. I am not a gangbanger. I am none of those things, okay? I am a family man that just wants peace, harmony, and love. That's me, okay?
And to be left the hell alone.
Thank you. That part. Exclamation point. In the midst of Donald Trump's campaigns, and wins in areas that he shouldn't be winning. Hi, Michigan, I'm talking to you.
Ugh. Dearborn, specifically.
Oh, God, yeah. Ugh. Donald Trump releases some sneakers.
The ugliest freaking sneakers you ever wanted to see in your life.
The Apollo...
The cheap.
Yes. I call them the Apollo Creed 13s. That's what I call them.
The internet was calling them the January 6s.
Yes, yes. Hilarious. The insurrections.
That was a good one.
The insurrections. Yep. Rest in peace to Carl Weathers, by the way, if y'all didn't get that reference.
No, that was sad.
Yeah, that was a sad day. Yeah, that was a sad day. And Sylvester Stallone's tribute did not make it any better. But
no.
I don't even want to talk about it. Trump releases some sneakers. Now here's what kills me with y'all. Y'all will sit there and get on Joe Biden. Oh, he's trying to play to the black voters by going to the black churches and the eating cookout, and he likes to go to the establishments where the black people like to be, and the NAACP's, and this nigga Trump literally made sneakers for you niggas. Because what does black people like to buy? Shoes. And he said, here, nigger number 1, 2, and 3, try these on. Here, that'll get your vote. It's this one person who I used to really, really like a lot, who I lost a lot of respect for.
And Fat Joe nigga saying ass.
Yes, yes, Fat Joe. Yes, Fat Joe is a legend, but Fat Joe ain't been the same since Ja Rule ate his soul on that Versus stage. This nigga goes, buys the shoes, right? Listen to this. Listen to how stupid this sounds. Mind you, he doesn't support Trump. Keep this in mind. This is why I say playing in our faces and acting stupid. He buys the sneakers, he doesn't support Trump, and then your rationale as to why you buy the sneakers as
I'm a sneakerhead. I don't support him, but I'm a sneakerhead, so I had to have him. Okay.
Fat Joe, do you realize by purchasing these sneakers that you just, supported Donald Trump?
And then you gave him a goddamn endorsement by putting it, oh, look what I got these. And they try to lie, I didn't buy them. I didn't buy them. Because first I had to have them, but then it was, but I didn't buy them. Like, nigga.
Again.
A lie, don't care who tell it.
Right. You're playing in our faces, Fat Joe. Here's what you could have done. Not let us know you bought the sneakers.
Yeah.
Done.
I mean, bring back shame. I keep trying to tell y'all. We need to find it and we need to bring it back.
Listen here. Listen here. Bring back shame. Yes. Please. For the love of God. I hate y'all. Every single black person. Every
fiber of my being.
I hate y'all so much. The fact that you got these stupid niggas still saying, and this is the last thing. I promise this is the last thing. Sean, what have we said since we started doing this pod? Or even before the pod? We have said for years, I didn't like Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
But guess what?
I casted that vote so begrudgingly.
But guess what? We needed her.
Yeah. More than we knew.
Hello, Supreme Court judges. I'm talking to y'all too.
Three of them. One, two, three. Like my mama said, count them if you ain't got nothing to do.
Thank you. I didn't want to vote for her, but I did. Because I'll be damned if that man was getting in office. Okay? 2020 comes. He wins, by the way. He wins. 4 years of hell. 4 years of hell.
Literal. Not we not being figurative in any kind of way.
Literal hell. Yeah. And for what I want y'all to understand, just because a man is entertaining does not mean that he's fit to lead a country. Because y'all don't see Joe Biden outside. That does not mean that he's
that's
not
the thing,
doing
though.
Stuff.
That's like what Charlamagne said. Oh, he ain't charismatic. Like, nigga, I don't need him to be out here cracking jokes. I need this nigga to know what he's doing and to do it correctly. Like, I ain't voting for a fucking comedian. I'm voting for a president. I need you to be presidential, right. Not fucking funny.
Right, exactly. Because this ain't a joke to me.
No.
It's not a joke to me. 2020 comes. Sean. How many times on this podcast did we say we did not like Joe Biden? How many times?
So many, because I wanted Elizabeth Warren and you wanted Bernie's old ass.
Yeah, I did. And guess what? Both of them would have been a lot better than what we got. Yeah. But we got what we got, okay? Because guess what? I was not voting for that other man to be back in office.
Or Harambe.
Or Kanye, or Harambe or Kanye. Take
oh my God, I would have rather Harambe than Kanye.
That's what I'm saying. So we get Biden in office, right? I think he's did a decent job. He hasn't done like this masterful job because you can, and this is the thing. You can only do so much as president.
Listen, we need everybody to learn the three branches of the government and what they can and cannot do. See, this is what's wrong with society now. I don't know what these kids is learning, but they ain't learning cursive. They ain't learning nothing about the government. Like
financial literacy is another one. Oh, no one's God. Mrs. $30 person who I made a TikTok about today, but that's neither here nor there. I just, that's the thing, because I keep hearing people say, well, I want Trump back in office because X, Y, and Z. You can't say Joe Biden doesn't do anything, so you want Trump to be back in office. That's an oxymoron. You can't
listen.
Say, you can't.
Let's just talk about Dearborn for a second. Them
talk
people.
About talk about.
Talking about they voted uncommitted for a war that is very serious. But at the end of the day, we can only do so much about because we don't control them people over there. All we can do is suggest and try to work towards them giving a ceasefire. But Joe Biden can't make them do shit. But what Donald Trump gonna do is all them people, their ass is gonna be getting deported. While you playing around, you gonna mess around and not have your own seat at the table because they're gonna be shipping your ass up out of here because you're playing.
Right. So, and that's the thing. People don't understand. So, he sent all this money to Ukraine. Who's invading Ukraine? Russia. The one country we all should be like, we shouldn't be messing with them. Duh! What? Do you think he, what, did you expect him not to send money to Ukraine? Oh, our country's in such a crisis. Why don't they? Because niggas pass bills that can't get stuff done here. Again, y'all need to learn the three branches of government.
Look, listen, that would call, like, so much stuff would cease if people just understood what they were and what they could and could not do. Because they be trying to have Joe Biden do stuff that he cannot do. He just cannot. Right.
He can't do it. He can't pass, like, for, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, where do we start? Like for instance, right? So when Roe v. Wade happened, everybody expected Joe Biden to come down on all these states that didn't want to engage in, you know, Roe v. Wade, right? So, but again, if you knew the three laws of government, everything goes by states, not by the entire country, because that's not how this country operates. So while North Carolina is going to be anti-abortion, you have Alabama. Jesus Christ, Alabama, that is pro-abortion. You see how voting matters because of what's going on in Alabama right now with the IWF stuff?
You mean IVF?
IVF stuff. Now all of a sudden, I can't believe they're doing
Listen,
this.
Let me tell you something. And white women, I don't want to hear shit from y'all, okay? I don't want to hear a goddamn thing. Because we told y'all asses back when Hillary Clinton was running, but y'all didn't want to vote for her. So nope. Now you're losing your rights. So y'all don't get to complain.
Right.
Y'all get what y'all get and don't throw a fit.
Right. Exactly. This is all y'all fault. Because y'all were loud and wrong. I don't want Hillary in office. I don't know if I can stomach a woman running for president and being the president, because 53% of y'all voted for that dude. Despite the fact that this man has cases against women, and y'all still voted for him. Mm-hmm. Remember, women for Trump?
Mm-hmm.
That's what y'all said. Now all of a sudden it's a problem because all of his cronies down there in Alabama, by the way, which is a red state, they voted for what y'all don't want. So now you want to cry.
Mm-hmm. You voted against your own best interest and now you want us to feel sorry for you. I don't.
No, I don't feel sorry for none of you.
Nope.
Exactly. The same thing when it goes to passing laws. And where it has, do we really have to educate how laws get passed? Because it seems that y'all forget how laws even get passed and how laws get vetoed and how the last signature when it comes to a law that goes into practice has to be signed by Joe Biden. But if it's vetoed or if he can't actually sign it because majority rules in the House or the Senate, do I really even have to explain all this?
Unfortunately.
You niggas are exhausted. So let's say your boy gets back in office, right? You know all of those issues with Roe v. Wade and the wall and all of this other nonsense that y'all claim that y'all actually care about? If Trump gets in office with all of his cronies, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have a majority Republican House and Senate again. So those laws that's going to get passed, they're all going to get passed because he got his boys in there. That's how this works. So when Obama was in office, guess what the majority of the House was? Want to take a wild guess, people? I can tell
one
you.
One Democrat.
Thank you. That's why a lot of those Obama laws did not get passed. But according to, you know, our people, he didn't do nothing.
They kill me when they say what he have or haven't done, when it's just regurgitation of some shit that they heard because they don't even freaking know.
Or how about this, Sean? The only thing people got on Joe Biden is that stupid 94 crime bill. That's all
which
y'all got?
A lot of black people was down for because they was tired of the Thank freaking you. Crime.
Thank you. We just came out of the crack epidemic, didn't we not?
Yes.
Thank you. So the only thing y'all got on him is that and, oh, you need to vote for me. If you're not, what was the statement that he made?
You're not really black or something.
But that's all they got. Sean, do they got anything else on Biden? Seriously.
No, but what? It's Joe. We know him. When he was the vice president, he was saying a bunch of dumb shit. It's Joe.
Right. But he was Uncle Joe when Obama was in office. Was mm-hmm. he not?
Yeah.
Oh, how the tides have turned. Mm-hmm. Because Joe Biden, and think about this. Joe Biden is how old? 81, 82 years old. Do y'all really expect Joe Biden to be outside that much? Honestly, what old person is outside that much? Not very many.
To be fair, nobody was beating Donald Trump but Joe Biden, if we're being completely honest.
Come on now. Listen.
Nobody.
I liked Elizabeth Warren like the next person, but she didn't stand a chance. And I love Bernie Sanders, and he didn't stand a chance.
Neither. No.
The only person that could have been, if Kamala would have got there, she would have got destroyed.
Yeah.
So who else was left? Honestly. So I don't know, but y'all stupid. I hate y'all.
Literally.
I hate y'all so much.
Literally, y'all are dumb as hell.
Because y'all have no reason to put that man back in office outside of him being entertaining.
He only want to get back in office so he can steal some more because he broke.
Yeah. Yeah. Because remember, he's in court now. He's in court now.
That man owed $400 million and it occurs like $100,000 a week or a day or something in interest. Like that nigga broke his heel.
Yeah. And not only that, I'm still trying to figure out a man who had a hand in an attempted coup.
Ugh.
That's who y'all want back in office. Because the stupidity. So you mean to tell me you're going to run back? This is where I need people to be smart. You said the election was rigged, but you're running again for same said election that you said was rigged.
Honestly, truly, my conspiracy theorist self, I believe that they saying the election was rigged because I think they rigged that election with Hillary Clinton.
I believe so too.
You cannot tell me otherwise. There's no way he won that fair and square. They cheated some kind of way. I don't know how, but they definitely cheated.
Because what was one of the states? It was a state that I thought Hillary won, and then they said that she didn't win. I gotta look that up again. I can't remember the election results from that, but yeah.
They stole that election from that woman.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he's running for the same to be the same official that he said the process was rigged for. Mm-hmm. But y'all don't think that man ain't dumb? Y'all really this dumb to
yeah,
really
they are.
Process this?
Unfortunately, they are.
Y'all go ahead and buy those boxing sneakers if y'all want to.
Bust your ass in them.
Exactly.
Foot gonna fall out the front.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but we are going to end there. Again, this is only part one of the part 86
series. Part one
of
like 25.
Because there's so much stuff that we are going to talk about. Now, again, this is the Y'all Have No Idea podcast. So we are not going to even tell y'all some of the other stuff that is going to be discussed because there's still a whole lot that has happened in these streets. We haven't got to Cam Newton. We haven't got to the Super Bowl. We haven't got a chance to brag about our Michigan Wolverines yet.
Man, what? That's going to need an episode to itself because we struggle. We was in the trenches for a very long time.
You hear me?
We have to dedicate a whole episode to that.
You hear me? Yeah, we haven't talked about the red Super Bowl. We haven't talked about that. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So We'll catch y'all next time on this pod again. Thank y'all for rocking with us on all platforms. Sean, I know you want to say your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, I'm going to say it. God loves the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you should too.
You better hope to God y'all have a coach next year. Because they got daggone tiki torches and freaking.
He ain't going nowhere, at least until his contract is up. They not going to fire him before his contract is up.
Nah, they not going to fire. And by the way, and I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but like I said this the last time, y'all go ahead and let Mike Tomlin go if you want to.
Yeah, somebody going to snatch him up so quick.
What? Shoot, I'm mad we got the coach we got just so we can get Mike Tomlin over there. But shout out to Gerard Mayo. I'm actually excited for the Patriots. I knew Belichick was gone the minute that, you know, this season fell apart for him. Plus, he is 72 years old. He is old as hell.
Like, how much more do you need, Bill?
He doesn't need to. That's why nobody picked him up. That's the reason why nobody picked this old like tail nigga. Up.
Go home, you and Tom Brady. Go home to y'all family. Meet them people and learn about them now.
Hey, Tom Brady been out here running the 40-yard dash, doing his thing. Hey,
nigga, go home.
Oh, you gonna see him next year? You gonna see him next year on Fox? He got that big old contract. You'll see him next year. So you can't get rid of them like you want to. Sorry for you.
I might be the only person from Michigan that hates Tom Brady.
I still don't know why, but okay.
I can't stand him.
Yeah, well, it's sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear about your misfortune. Okay, it is okay. Last thing. It is one thing we are going to talk about next part. I'll give y'all a hint of what we will be talking about. We're kind of going to break protocol. We're going to break the fourth wall here. We are going to talk about two rappers.
Oh, begrudgingly on my end.
Because
I'm done with him.
But, Sean thinks
for
one
the sake of being
is...
right, I'm going to do this. But I'm not going to be happy about it.
not right. Now, I think one rapper has a worse track record than another rapper, but we're going to see who has the worst track record, because I think the person that I'm picking has a far worse track record, especially lately. Ugh. Boy, oh my God. So we'll let y'all figure out who we are going to discuss. But this man right now is public enemy number uno.
Even in my life right now. And I'm upset about it.
Yeah. We'll give y'all that hint, but we'll catch y'all in the next episode, which will be soon. We're not gonna make it wait too much longer, but we will catch y'all on the flip side. Until next time, peace, everybody.
Peace. You still woke, babe? Oh, my booty hurt. Oh, my booty hurt. And my back.